Cambridge are back on top again. What do you think it was about last year's success that really made a difference and moved Cambridge up a class?
Last year's success was due to a number of years. It was a new coaching team that came in, and it was its second year at Cambridge. And it took a couple of years for them to get the program that they wanted into order. In addition, last year's coaching team was aided by Harry Mann, who's coaching us now, the Swiss national team coach and a New Zealand national team coach. He added an element that made the system work last year, and he's working with us. The whole same coaching team is working with us again this year.
Are any of the same rows going to be in this year's team?
There are five oarsmen from last year's blue boat, and the coxswain as well. And it looks like a good number of them will make the crew this coming year.
It really did rest, didn't it, very much, on a fantastically tight team effort last year.
The secret of our success last year was, no doubt, in realizing our strengths and our weaknesses and in forming a unit that worked cohesively together. Oxford had some very talented individuals, and they had some very talented individuals this year. But the fastest crew on the day is the fastest eight, not the best individuals.
What are you going to be looking for when you pick this year's team and you get the final lineup sorted out?
Looking for a lot of different things. We had run a number of tests through the year. Strength, fitness. We have electronic measuring devices that go on to the oars, which measure the strain you put on the oars to the water. We're looking for athletes who are willing to work within this system as we set up. And I've done some seat racing to select different individuals, racing two crews side by side, a number of different factors.
Right, now I know you're going to be playing your cards close to the chest, but what do you think of the strengths of the Cambridge boat?
The strengths of our crew this year will be some of our experience, the experience we gained last year. There was definitely a belief in Cambridge of an impassable barrier to overcome in trying to win the boat race. Number of defeats, a string of defeats. We have a training program that we know works. We also know what needs to be done within that training program to make a productive crew. That confidence has been definitely an asset to us this year. You don't doubt the way you're going about doing things. You don't doubt what your abilities are. And it allows you to take care of some other things which are very important in preparing a boat race crew. Selection process, racing, and training for the boat race with the commitment that is required.
How much pressure do you feel personally is on you to actually get a really good performing boat out there on the day?
I don't think there's any more pressure on me than there is on any other oarsman in the crew. It is nice to have the opportunity to have a greater input into the crew. Every oarsman has ideas about the way things should be done. You're able to listen to them and to summate what all they give this up, man. You're able to summarize what all the oarsmen say. The pressure's there, but it's more the pressure you put on yourself.
What have you heard about what Oxford are preparing for you this year, as it were?
Oxford will have a very good crew. They've changed their coaching staff. Some of the problems I had last year is the belief that good individuals will win the boat race. I know Kingsley Pool fairly well, and they've changed their organizational structure that your first goal will be winning the boat race, which is one of the things I got wrong last year. And because of that, they will produce a much stronger boat, a much more committed crew on race day. They won't just roll over and die.
Well, that'd be upping the stakes, as it were, in terms of overall thing.
It'll definitely up the stakes. The system is now that anybody who comes to Cambridge, an undergraduate or any graduate with a great rowing background, realizes that if they're going to row for the universities, it means that any talented oarsman in the two universities can only think about winning the boat races during their rowing careers at Cambridge. In past, there have been other attractions to rowing.
Well, tell me a bit about the training program that goes into being in that boat, getting picked and getting in the team.
The training program is very intense. It's 11 times per week, 4 mornings a week in the Fenner's gym from 6:30 till 8. 3 afternoons a week, we head up to Ely, we do our training. And then we train 3 or 4 times over the weekend as well up at Ely. Most of the work we do is general strength and endurance work. We do a lot of mixing the combinations of crews to see what patterns develop, and it's an incredibly intensive training program.
And what about the oars this year? Are you going to use the same oars that you used last year?
Yeah, the Kleber oars, the new big blade oars, have been discovered by everybody in the world to be faster than the old Macons, everybody that was last year except for Oxford. I will note that Oxford has used the Kleber blades in every time they've been on the water and race this season. I don't think it's a mistake that they'll make twice.
So they'll be pitching out there with both the Kleber oars and a much tighter performance for you to beat this year.
I definitely think so.
Do you think Cambridge can really stop the rot yet again this year?
The rot is a one-year... You prep to approach it 1 year at a time. I mean, there are definitely trends that hopefully have been stamped out at Cambridge. But you always have to be on your guard. Winning is never easy, and winning the boat race is definitely not an easy goal. Oxford has developed a mentality and a way to go about that is very effective, and they still are the winning program. And it's up to us this year to put a streak together. One year alone is not a streak. The challenge, the official challenge and crew announcement takes place at the Design Museum down in London, Wednesday the 23rd at, I think it's 12:30, where the tradition has it that the losing crew from the year before challenges the winning crew to a race over the Easter vacation from Putney to Mortlake.
That's going to be a nice position to be in, isn't it?
It's a very nice position to be in. It's been a long time since the Cambridge president has been able to accept the challenge, and hopefully it won't be too long till the next one accepts the challenge.
Who's the cox?
There are three coxswains still in the running for the coxswain. There's last year's coxswain from last year, Martin Haycock, and Mark Sorrell, who cocks the Goldie, and another cox named Russell Slatford, who's here doing a PGCE for 2 years.
And which boat are you going to use?
We'll use the Empocker, the yellow-hulled boat that we used in last year's race.
Thank you very much indeed. John Bernstein, captain of the Cambridge crew.